We are literally in the Saudi Arabia of hydropower. We're really water Arabs and we don't even understand it. We look at the rain and it falls on our head and we say, boy, it's really clean here. There's a lot of potential, not only in hydropower all around Southeast Alaska, but wind and tidal power. And it's going to happen.
That's Duff Mitchell talking about Southeast Alaska. He's the business development director of Cascade Creek LLC. Cascade Creek currently holds two preliminary FERC permits for projects in Thomas Bay for the Thomas Bay Energy Development. It proposes three hydroelectric projects near lakes that flow into Thomas Bay: the Cascade Creek project, which is at a Swan Lake, the Ruth Lake project, and the Scenery Creek project, which is at a Scenery Lake. The primary transmission line would extend from the Cascade Creek project to Petersburg. Mitchell explains how the rest would work.
We would run a power line from Thomas Bay, and it would go into Petersburg. Now, it would be natural for us to hook into Thomas Bay Power Authorities, which is the contracting of Four Dam Pool, to manage that electricity from Petersburg to the Tyee Dam, and then from the Tyee Dam would go onto the AKBC to the Canadian side, and then it would be picked up by BCTC, which is the British Columbia Transmission Corporation, a Crown corporation.
Mitchell admits the dependency of the Thomas Bay project on the construction of the AKBC intertie, as well as on the Northwest BC transmission line.
It is really necessary to have the AKBC intertie somewhat situated. And a lot of progress has been made in Canada. They call it the Northwest Transmission Line. The governments of Canada, when I'm talking about the communities that need that line, are very much supportive of it. So is Prince George. Both political parties are supportive of it. However, as you well know, the Galora Creek has temporarily suspended the full steam ahead, so to say. But there's been articles, they're still talking about it. This is going to happen. It's not a question of if, it's a matter of when.
All of this infrastructure would be vital in order to get energy on the North American grid, which Mitchell says is where most of the energy would be sold.
We have an energy-starved nation. They're looking for renewable energy. They're looking for energies that aren't based on fossil fuels. And 29 states have passed what they call renewable portfolio standards, which actually require them to, each utility must have a certain portion of their portfolio of renewable energy. So the demand is very, very strong for renewable energy.
According to Mitchell, it won't be hard to privately finance this $250 million project, but Cascade Creek wants to keep some of it localized. Currently, Cascade Creek LLC, an Alaskan company, is comprised of two members. Tollhouse Energy, located in Bellingham, Washington, owns 99% of the company, and Cake Tribal Corporation owns 1%. Mitchell wants to make sure Wrangell has a stake in the project.
We believe that if Wrangell has some small investment into this mega-million-dollar project, that they have a place at the table, not only for their economic future of deciding how things are done, but it also helps politically to support the AKBC and the Thomas Bay Energy Development for the reasons that I stated, they're so linked.
While the city of Wrangell has shown support for this project since 2005 and recently directed the city manager to start talks with Mitchell, the city of Petersburg is not as eager. Al Dwyer is the mayor of Petersburg.
Thomas Bay is to Petersburg what the Stikine River is to Wrangell. We subsist out of Thomas Bay. We bring tourists over there with small craft and charter boats. We recreate over there. A lot of people go over there and anchor in the spring and summer, spend weekends there. There's shrimp and crab pots that are in Scenic Cove. Thomas Bay's development would really seriously impact the use in a negative way for Petersburg. So from the tree huggers to the loggers, they're against it right now. So it's kind of across the board.
Mayor Dwyer says he thinks the Thomas Bay Energy Development is unnecessary for the foreseeable future. Mitchell sees things a little differently and thinks Petersburg will come around.
I see at the end of the day that Petersburg will support this in a win-win situation. We don't want to ram anything down anyone's throats, and we're not proposing to do so. I think their concerns are genuine. I think they need to be addressed. I think that if reasonable people sit down, you will find that common ground in the middle.
Until then, Mitchell says he'll be meeting with the city manager of Wrangell to discuss the city of Wrangell's future involvement with the Thomas Bay Energy Development. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.